This is WSKG News. It's not easy to change. No one knows that more than someone who struggles with drug or alcohol abuse. As part of our coverage of addiction in the Southern Tier, WSKG's Brett Jaspers visited a recovery group that you may not have heard of.
6 o'clock on a Tuesday night in May, coffee brews in a conference room at the Broome County Urban League. About a half dozen people trickle in for a meeting. It's not Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. It's a meeting for what's called SMART recovery, a different method to help people learn new responses to replace the old ones, the responses that drove them to drugs, alcohol, food, or other addictions. At this meeting, Tim Caprio of Binghamton tells the story of his stressful morning. He woke up late. That put him on edge by the time he went to get his medication at the halfway house where he lives.
So I just lashed out immediately, and that was one of my old behaviors coming back.
Being late set him on a familiar but uncomfortable path. After a couple of hours and talking it through, he calmed down. He went back to apologize to the staffers he yelled at.
Even up to 8 months ago, I wasn't sorry for nothing. You know, I was right, you were wrong. And that's where changing your old behaviors, I think, come into play, because I could have just let that sit all day.
So SMART recovery is working for Tim Caprio. And there's a system at play here, a thought system. The meeting facilitator is another Tim Giordani, of the Hope 607 Project, which runs the program. Giordani uses the example of being late to take the group through steps they can use to conquer these moments of adversity.
Activated by being late, we have the belief, one belief, is that, you know, I'm never going to be able to catch up. Never. And the direct emotional consequence from thinking like that is fear, anger, frustration.
If you can recognize that your emotions are coming from an irrational belief, you can then counteract that belief. You can question it. Your day isn't lost because you woke up late, Giordani says.
You said it yourself. You said, I'm going to start my day over again.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
once I was able to calm down for a minute, take some deep breaths and just relax and think about the whole situation in general, I was able to, you know, realize that it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
What is a big deal is being able to analyze your thought process like this, according to Giordani, the facilitator.
You can't be in your therapist's office, you know, all day long, and you can't have someone there doing it for you. You have to learn how to do it yourself.
There are other tools SMART Recovery teaches, like naming your addiction. And it's a secular program, too. SMART Recovery is often used in addition to the more popular 12-step religious-based programs like AA or NA. Jason Ward of Binghamton uses both.
My personal view is that a 12-step program is really a program for life. And this actually deals with more with like short-term or immediate or acute things that are going on.
Ward says recovery isn't just about substances. The problem is what's happening in his head and in his heart. Changing those things is hard for all of us. Kurt Derman of the University of Buffalo says instead of getting discouraged when a particular recovery program doesn't click, try something else.
People need to feel like there's no shame at all in coming to seek assistance with changing behavior.
Shame and stigma can keep people away from recovery programs. Jason Ward has encouraged other people in recovery to try SMART. He finds the techniques empowering.
I don't have to give up my hope or give my power to anybody. I'm responsible for my actions, for my decisions, for the direction that I choose to steer my life.
That direction included a big change recently. Ward moved from the North Country to Broome County to seek treatment, and he plans to stay. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.